Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, everyone. Colonel Hunt? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am here.
Hey.
You like that tune?
Is Brian there too?
Yes, I am here. Okay, this is State Commander. I've got DJ Fisher on the line, my chaplain, and we have our new media guy on the air. Go ahead and introduce yourself, media.
Hey, hi there. My name is Elliot, and I'm new here, so give me a break.
Okay.
How you guys doing?
Go ahead and pray us in, DJ, with a real quick prayer.
Okay. Father God, we come before you of like minds, of patriotic minds, of believing that we're one nation under God, and we pray that you would give us the power to do something about it and to help it become more like a one nation under God. And please put us in the right place, the right to be the most effective for you and for your kingdom, God, so that we can let the whole world know that the citizens of the United States believe in you, and we won't let them come here and destroy our children. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead and lead off.
Hello.
Yeah,
yep.
Go ahead and lead off.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah. Go
Major
ahead and lead
Fisher?
Off. No, you.
Okay. what do you...
Okay, it should be me. I'm sorry. This is all screwed up, but we'll get through this best way we can.
We'll get through it.
Tonight we're doing an update to the Ukrainian war that began occurring about 4 to 5 years ago. 3 years ago, I did a report on the war in the Ukraine and how... the reemergence of the Nazis were coming about. And this was the result of, at the end of World War II, the German army that had been fighting in Ukraine were left behind. And then the children of the Nazis came out and started a protest and a war was funded by the Obama regime. And it actually toppled the rightful Ukrainian government. Fast forward to about a week ago, I discovered that Germany had been flying wounded Ukrainian soldiers back to Germany for treatment for their battlefield injuries. And the 1st Ukrainian Division, elements of that were being flown back to treat their injuries, and many of them were neo-Nazi, giving the Nazi salute and whatnot. And this was being reported on Macedonia Online, Foreign Policy, and RT was reporting it, Pravda was reporting it. And so during my research, I had discovered that the German Reich is reemerging under a Fourth Reich. They're actually bringing in elements and rebuilding the German army. They're bringing in units from the Czech Republic, Romania, Italy, and a host of other nations, all belonging to the European Union, and they're actually coming into the German Bundeswehr and putting on the German uniform. So they're rebuilding the German army. DJ or our new host, do you have any thoughts?
Who?
Anybody have any thoughts on what?
Major?
Go ahead, DJ.
Yeah.
All right, well, go ahead, DJ.
Are you there?
I'm here. What do you want?
Go ahead and make a comment on what I had just been saying.
Oh, geez. I am so unprepared for this.
Well, I could step in here real quick and,
yeah,
and
go ahead.
Say something here, Colonel.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just last February, in 2017, February 2017, Germany was moving in to create a joint air force with France, and also had initiatives with the Netherlands, Norway, Romania, and the Czech Republic to, like you were saying, to gain a European army, the creation of a European army.
Well, I don't think it's the creation of a European army. I think it's a creation of, and I believe they're bringing back the German army. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we're going to see the Wehrmacht coming back into its own, and which is in violation of the 1945 treaty.
Right.
Anyway, so right now what they're doing is they're creating a legion of sorts, and they're using a national emergency in Germany to do this. And that national emergency had to do with Angela Merkel approving millions of Islamics to basically immigrate to Germany. And, of course, the problems that are occurring here, that's for another show. But, you know, they're really going to really – reemerge as a superpower in the very near future.
That's what it looks like. It's going to be happening.
And I personally believe, based on my research, that they're going to invade Ukraine because and they're going to start a whole new Eastern European war. Understand that in World War One and World War Two, Germany started both wars. And now, which brings me to Angela Merkel. According to foreignpolicy.com, Macedonia Online, knockinformation.com, RT, Pravda, and Shabbat, Angela Merkel is the daughter of Adolf Hitler. And whether people believe that or not is irrelevant. But according to the history of and to papers belonging to the Stasi, they're claiming that there was a Nazi scientist, a Nazi doctor, who worked with Josef Mengele, and this particular Nazi doctor. And let me bring up the information real quick, if I can find it. Oh, yeah. This particular Nazi doctor, a Karl Klauberg, was also known as the Angel of Death. And he worked directly with and was a colleague of Josef Mengele. and they were working on medical experiments during World War II. Some of them were obviously very horrific. And one of the experiments they were working on, and apparently they perfected it at the end of World War II, was artificial in vitro insemination, which is widely used around the world today. Well, Merkel was born in 1954, and apparently what they had done is they took a piece of Hitler and they froze his, basically I'm going to call it his junk, and they had it transported to Russia. And apparently this Klauberg was arrested with it, along with other documents that he turned over to the Stasi. And he spent 2 or 3 years in prison in West Germany, and then was released. And he was rearrested by American forces in 1947-1948. That occurred, and there's no question about, you know, who she is and where she came from. Now, apparently, her father, her foster father, was a Catholic, or rather a Lutheran priest belonging to the Catholic Church, and his name was Gassner. And her mother was also, her foster mother, was also German and English. Now, it was Eva Braun's sister that bore Angela Merkel. And so this is some pretty evil stuff. And if you look at the pictures of Angela Merkel and compare them to Hitler, you can see the resemblance. And there's so many documents out there that are talking about this, and some of them are very well respected papers.
Well,
yeah, that's
pretty
true.
Scary.
Go ahead, DJ. Go ahead with your comment.
Well, my comment is this: it's like the reason I was appointed chaplain is because I see everything as good and evil and black and white, you know, and this is the situation. I pray that there's a revival in California, because California is probably the weakest state in the United States when it comes to things like alternate governments and alternate ways of social thinking and such. But if this stuff is true, then it's a movement of evil, and it has to be countered with the power of God. Anybody else here?
Hello? Can you hear me? Am I still on? Colonel Hunt, can you hear me?
I think we lost someone.
Colonel Hunt? Chaplain, you're there? I think Colonel Hunt got kicked off or something.
Yeah, well.
Give me one second, calling
a parent, so that's probably what happened.
That was me. But, I'm going to see what's going on. Give me 1 second. Well, I believe to counter what you were saying, Chaplain Fisher, right? Correct? Major Fisher. Correct?
Yeah.
Well, this is definitely a move of evil. I agree with you on that. And I don't like it at all. And we need to make sure that we need to make sure that people are going to be listening to this and letting people know of the reality of these things, and that evil is real and it is the opposite of good. And since the beginning, it's been there, and someone's always trying to bring down God, but we all know in the end that God will win. So,
you know, what the problem is that if a lot, most people, if it isn't right up in their face and spelled out in black and white, and they don't pay attention. And it's like you get these people in these churches every Sunday that, you know, they're praying to God and they don't understand it. You know, we got to do our parts too. And that's where the militia thing comes in, is because if we don't protect them, those people stay in the churches and be murdered and won't do anybody any good. And so we got to protect the ones.
Well, one of the things I've come across in Eastern Europe, there are two different churches connected to the Roman Catholic movement, that two different denominations that are actually fighting each other as part of the problems in the Ukraine.
Yeah, I heard about that.
One side is the Russian Orthodox, and the other side is the German Lutheran Church, and they're fighting each other on the front lines. I mean, not in the sense of spirit, but in the sense with guns and artillery and everything else. And you know, this is stemming from the Obama administration, going back to the Obama administration when he originally orchestrated this stuff.
Yeah. And I can't believe that Obama's still speaking all over the place and people are still treating it like there's something special when he was working for the other side the whole time.
Right. Anyways, well, basically, I'm going to continue to cover this conflict to see what transpires and see what Germany does, because everybody needs to watch Germany, because they've been involved in this. You know, they started both world wars, and you know, just because World War II ended doesn't mean that Germany has turned over a new leaf. I mean, this goes back to the Ottoman Empire, even before that. And I received another report on Turkish imperialism, and which is all connected to this stuff. And the headlines is Turkish Imperialism and the Rise of the Next German Reich. Germany and Austria declare they will be expanding their border patrols into the Balkans, and they're going to balkanize the Balkans like they did in the Second World War. They took the Balkans without firing a shot, and it looks like they're going to do it again. As Germany and Austria and Italy come together, they're planning on forming another Axis coalition. While Austria is pushing for Muslim Albania to become a member of the European Union, and they're pushing for Albania to join the and integrate with the German army. the Bundeswehr.
Yeah.
Which is now almost up. Which is now almost up to 200,000. The Bundeswehr, correct?
Yes. Roughly close to 200,000 soldiers, and the thing is, in the Bundeswehr. The Bundeswehr was only supposed to be a home guard. They weren't supposed to have aircraft. They weren't really supposed to have a navy. They weren't supposed to have tanks and artillery, for that matter. They were supposed to be lightly armed, and this certainly is not the case. They've completely did a 180 degree. And is now bringing in tank units and putting German uniforms on the tank units. So, you can find this report on Shabbat.com. All these reports, the Ukrainian neo-Nazis arming up. Marking the anniversary of the 14th Waffen-SS, otherwise known as the Galicia SS Division. They're holding torch marches like they did in the Second World War. And a lot of people don't understand that the neo-Nazis are not neo. They are Nazis. They're the same people that my grandfather fought in the Second World War.
Mm-hmm. Well, my dad was in the invasion in Normandy with the 82nd Airborne, and the day he died, he still had German shrapnel in his leg. So, the World War II means a lot to me too.
So, for any listeners out there, the sources we're using foreignpolicy.com, RT.com is reporting all of this, Pravda.com. Shabbat has made several stories on this, Macedonia Online, and I had also obtained a U.S. intelligence report from the Department of Justice in regards to Angela Merkel and the connections between the two Nazi SS doctors, Dr. Mengele, and the other Nazi doctor. Let's see, what is his name? Dr. Karl Clauberg. An interesting thing, when Clauberg was arrested by the U.S. Army and imprisoned, he was murdered while he was in prison. Right about the same time that Joseph Mengele was there at the same prison, and Mengele mysteriously winded up escaping out of U.S. Army custody under his own name. They didn't even know who he was, or much less have any information on as to who he was, and they just they released several thousand prisoners, and he was among them under his own name, and he wound up escaping to South America, and specifically Argentina, and until he died of natural causes in roughly 1976-1977. And, you know, it's amazing that, you know, our own military would allow this to have happened. And of course, no doubt the CIA was involved with, because we know about Operation Paperclip and them bringing functional Nazis over to work on the rocket program and all of that jazz. We've got about 4 minutes left, and I've got another topic to briefly discuss, and that's the gun confiscation in California. And we have information that there is confiscation going on. To what degree, we don't know. We know that there's gun checks going on. There are 10 people that have been arrested, but we don't know. I've got conflicting reports as to who they arrested. And some reports are saying MS-13. Other reports are saying that it's average citizens that were arrested because they didn't have a bullet button or they didn't have the correct modification made on their AR-15. And we're still trying to ascertain information on that story. And this is basically the end of our program, and we'll have to see how it turns out. And thank you both for showing up.
Yeah,
no problem.
Not a problem.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Listen to me. Come here.